Russian officials are cracking down on Alexei Navalny, the opposition leader and anti-corruption crusader. Today, security police raided his headquarters. Earlier this week, one of his top aides disappeared, only to turn up at a military base in the Arctic. NPR's Lucian Kim reports.
Alexei Navalny's anti-corruption foundation works out of a modern office building in Moscow. I went there for an interview this morning, and half an hour after I left, police sawed open the door. Navalny's staff posted videos online before masked police in black uniforms and helmets confiscated computers and other equipment. I had been there to see Kira Yarmish, Navalny's spokeswoman, to ask her about the abduction Monday night of one of her colleagues. His name is Ruslan Shavadinov. She says Shavadinov's mobile provider disabled his phone before the FSB, Russia's Federal Security Service, broke open his front door and took him away. Shavadinov is 23. This summer, he participated in anti-government protests in Moscow that rattled President Vladimir Putin. He told the crowd he hated the ruling party, which has enabled Putin to stay in power for 20 years. He's been arrested several times before. Now it turns out he's been taken to a remote island in the Arctic to do his military service. He had been fighting in court to get a medical exemption from the draft. Spokeswoman Kira Yarmish, who is in a relationship with Shavadinov, says she fears for his safety. The Russian army, she says, is one of the most toxic and dangerous places. 2 months ago, a soldier in Siberia shot and killed 8 of his comrades. He later said he did it because of extreme hazing and harassment from other soldiers, a persistent problem in the Russian army. The location of Shavadinov's deployment also looks like a form of punishment. The island is not served by regular civilian flights, so friends, family, or his lawyers won't be able to visit him. Valentina Melnikova runs an organization that defends soldiers' rights. She says she can't remember draftees even being sent to the frigid island. Although technically every Russian male between 18 and 28 must serve in the army, most get exemptions or just buy their way out. Putin's spokesman says Shavadinov's induction was in strict accordance with the law. Navalny disputes that. Hours after his office was raided, he delivered his weekly show on YouTube. He said Shavadinov is not a draft dodger and that there were no legal grounds to kidnap him to one of the most forbidding places in Russia. Lucian Kim, NPR News, Moscow.